Welcome to the Swazcast.
Swazcast.
The podcast that covers the Swazi side of geek culture.
Swazcast.
And here's your hosts.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Swazcast. I'm your host, John Tomino, with my reckless sidekick,
Keith Gleason.
And we're here with the special guest, the man, the myth, the legend, down from the bayous of Louisiana, and the host of Tavern Time Talk Radio, Mike Alonzo.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's here via our homemade phone. So I just want you guys to know we're doing something a little different now. Now we're going to try to go far off, and you might be asking, how is Mike Alonzo down in Louisiana and we're up here in Massachusetts? Well, we got a phone. We got a system now that we're going to get people from all over the world. And the first person we wanted was Mike Alonzo, because why? He was the biggest, baddest geek we could find. The man who's known through tweeting legend and Facebook of having several heart attacks by talking about the Stan Lee and Jack Kirby debate. And he's still alive, and we're wondering if he can drop him today on air. Mike Alonzo, how you doing, buddy?
I am great, sir. It's awesome to be here with you and my buddy Keith. You guys have been nice enough to have me on your show. You've been on my show, and I hope you'll come back on soon.
Absolutely. Mike, tell them about your show.
Well, it's just a small little podcast, teensy-weensy, but almost up to 493 of them now, getting close to the big 500, and I've been doing it for 5 years. Comic books, naturally. Comics, you know, science fiction, fantasy, related media, Doctor Who, Star Trek, I love all that stuff, and we do open talk most of the time. We're just commenting on the events of the going on in the geek sphere of the day, and then topics every now and then we talk specifically about, again, those things that bring me joy in life, which all happen to be geek stuff.
Yeah. Mike, I see how crazy you go for this stuff. Those things that bring you happiness in life is also going to bring you death, because you go a little too crazy with that stuff. And that's why we love you. That's why we want you here.
Thank you. I'm passionate about it, man. I love this stuff. It means a lot to me. And the worst thing you could ever tell, you can disagree with me all day long, I tell them full of crap. The worst thing I can hear when people say, lighten up and calm down about it. You know what? I love this stuff, and I'm not ashamed to admit it.
How could you be? Now the whole world loves it, too. This is the stuff we knew back in the 70s. You know, this stuff is cool, done right, and now the world loves it. They're catching up to you, Mike. That's what it's true. That's what it's all about.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, so today's episode, what we're going to do, we got something, because like Mike was just saying, we love the geek stuff, but we like to get to the center, the core of it. Today's episode, we're going to do top three serials we loved when we were a kid. Now, unfortunately for me, that I still think of myself as a kid, these are still my top three serials now. And now Mama can't stop me anymore. So what we'll do is we'll do our top three, and we'll throw some honorable mentions and serials that we loved. We hid from our parents, or we couldn't have, or we begged for our parents in the supermarkets and stuff. And, okay, so Mike, give us your number three, and we'll go from there.
Well, it's a weird one, because I don't know if anyone's ever going to remember it. I mean, I don't think it's being made anymore. It's just in the fragments of my memory, but I seem to remember loving it, and it's got a weird title. Does anyone remember Quisp?
Oh, Quisp, yeah. Quisp. I actually just had some of that a year ago, Mike. I had some of that a year ago.
They brought. Still make that?
Well, they brought. I think they brought it back as like a retro thing.
No, Keith's lying. He had it in his cubby at his mom's house since 75, and he ate it, and he was so hungry. He didn't eat
it. Well, you know what? It could be back from the 70s, because I did buy it at like a job lot or something. Ocean State job lot, which is like a... how would you describe that store, John?
Oh, job lot? Like, yeah. Exactly what it sounds like. A lot of trash barrels, a lot of big mulch packs, a lot of cardboard, cans that you saw back in the... And
like
the funny thing is...
Brands you've never knew existed.
Yes, but tell me about Quisp. Did you like it? Did you like it with a lot of milk or with a little bit of milk?
Back then, maybe a lot. Not so much now. I don't get stirred much anymore. But yeah, it was difficult. I remember they were round. I remember that for some reason they were like little spaceship thingies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what the hell was that alien thing on the cover? Like the weirdest mascot.
Now I have to come up a picture.
Yeah, he had like one of those hats that you put on like the special needs kids with the propeller on.
Yeah, the beanies.
Yeah, like the beanie with the propeller on. And he was purple, right? He was like purple or pink or something.
Yeah, look, you got a picture of him right now. Oh my goodness! Wow.
Like, what the heck was that thing?
And what did he have to do with the cereal?
I know.
I love that.
It's like that should have been a warning to stay away from the cereal.
You want to know the truth? As much as a cereal connoisseur as that I am, I've never had Quisp. I've seen
it's
it.
It's good.
Never had it.
Quisp is a good cereal. I almost put it on my list, Mike.
Yep.
I love it. And then another one called Quake.
Quick, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like Quaker.
Oh, Quaker.
Quaker.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Well, my number three is one that's been around, and it's still around today. I'll always love it, but I had a transition. I'm going to go with Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles. The reason why I say both of them is because when I was a kid, I always loved Fruity Pebbles, but now I like Cocoa Pebbles, and I don't know why I ever liked Fruity.
Honorable mentions.
But the thing about Fruity Pebbles today, it tastes a little different because I don't know if you remember, Keith, the old one didn't have that blue color. Do you remember they added a new flavor in there and it just turned it all different.
Yeah.
And an old connoisseur like myself who's been eating it for years, when they changed a little piece in there, it knocked the whole thing out of order.
Yeah, I mean, that cereal's been lost to us now too, because did you notice recently that it's not even the Flintstones on it anymore, it's John Cena?
Yeah, and they're in the background. Yeah. And Mike, that's pretty interesting. Here's something to think about with kids now. When I remember talking to a little kid and we were talking about our favorite cereals, and I said, and I was trying to explain to him what the Flintstones were. They had no idea. And then they said, is it those two guys on Fruity Pebbles, on Cocoa? So they know the Flintstones through Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
They don't know it. And if you think about it, those are the only lasting. They never change. No, I know you're talking about the Cena and stuff, but they're in the background there. But yeah, it's unfortunate. But
Even though that's just a transition thing.
Yeah,
like
a
year, they won't even be on there.
But yeah, I got to go with Cocoa Pebbles and Fruity Pebbles. Mostly now today, I'm pro Cocoa Pebbles. All right, Keith, you're number three.
I'm going to go with the tried and true classic, Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Which is still around today. Love it. Tony the Tiger, great mascot.
See, the thing with Keith is somebody that doesn't like spices. He doesn't like he doesn't like anything that'll throw. If like he's gonna get a hamburger, it only has to, or it just has to have like a hamburger. It's like he eats like somebody like that is white trash. That's what I. So Frosted Flakes are a perfect cereal from him because they're no frills,
they
and
are
nothing.
What they are.
Yeah, they are what they are, and it drives me nuts. And today he doesn't even eat that because of his high blood pressure and all that other shit. He eats just regular cornflakes. It drives me nuts. It's like the shit that you stick in the like when you're making an adobe or something, like you put it and it's leaning over, you put some frosted those flakes just to keep it freaking from leaking. So yeah. All right, so okay, it doesn't surprise me, but yeah, Frosted Flakes. That's a good one. All right, Mike Alonzo, you're number two.
Well, I tell you, I know they brought it back recently, but and some say it doesn't taste the same. Excuse me, I've not tried it, but I gotta go with Count Chocula. I know that's a boring choice, probably, since it's not obvious, but I loved it. I love the other ones in the line, but something about that Count Chocula.
So, Mike Alonzo, I'll have to agree with you on that, because just to throw you a bone here, my number two is the monster cereals, and mine was Frankenberry, Booberry, and Count Chocula. But you said something interesting right there. It doesn't taste the same today, right?
Yeah. No, it's different.
How'd they say? I have not tried the new one.
Okay. Right, but it doesn't, because two things.
They add syrup now? Or?
Yeah, they use the corn. Not corn syrup. Something else. They use some other filler, but it was also the white marshmallows that threw it all for a loop. They put these white bat marshmallows, and It's so funny. It's like when they put that, it lessened let's just say the intensity of it. Because when I was a kid, and plus today's versions of it, they have the bats. They have like the little head.
Yeah.
Back when we were a kid, they were He-Man shields and little, and there were circles, and then the actual marshmallow was just that little cute little tooth that Keith's missing. You know, like they were those small little cylinders. Remember that?
Yeah.
And now they're bats and all that shit. But back then they weren't as funny. You know, they weren't as cute. But I'm gonna agree with you, Mike. My number two is Monster Cereals. You say Count Chocula, I'm gonna go with Count Chocula, Blueberry, and Frankenberry. So Keith, what's your bland number two?
My number two is a cereal they don't make anymore. It's G.I. Joe Action Stars.
Now, Keith just made a big error here, and I'm glad that he had. I just guys got to sit back and listen to my rap here. G.I. Joe Action Stars, they do make that cereal today.
Oh, they do?
Yes, I'll tell you why. G.I. Joe Action Stars, Mr. T cereal, Donkey Kong cereal, and all the Rainbow Bright cereal, all Mario cereal, they were all shaped Captain Crunch. So if you eat Captain Crunch today, that's what it was. Okay. So every time that they made like a new cereal, they would just put a new character on it, but they would just take Captain Crunch cereal and make it. So those Action Stars were so Captain insane. Crunch shaped as stars. But you know what? And let's go back to the bland Keith crap again. How bland. Even they made the box so great. It looks unbelievable. But then it's just these yellow freaking... And it just, remember, no frills.
Do you remember the commercial? The kid eats the cereal and he opens the door and he flies away.
Yeah, because he had such an intense sugar rush. That was a fantastic commercial. If you want, Alonzo, if you're on your computer, watch that right. You can watch that right now. The Action Stars G.I. Joe commercial. It's hilarious. The kid gets such a sugar rush and he goes out the door. But that's what was interesting about those cereals. And even when I was a kid and as a dumb shit as I was, all those friggin' cereals were alike. Like, when I remember Mr. T cereal, and I was like, those are T's, and I'm like, this is Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong. They were all friggin' the same thing, and it was funny that they were. But, Mike, what's your number one cereal as a kid?
Number one, it's a boring choice, but it's a popular choice. Popular boring, I suppose. But hey, I can't help it. But think about it. We all love sugar cereals, I guess. So the ultimate sugar cereal for me will always be. Loved it as a child, and the times I'm able to get it recently, Captain Crunch just rules. I'm sorry. I know it's boring. I love it.
No. well, then you love G.I. Joe.
I should have said, by the way, peanut butter Captain Crunch. I forgot to say that. That's my favorite one.
Well, the funny thing about peanut butter Captain Crunch is you could take that, put that in milk, and then you can use that as frickin' cement. Because you eat that crap, and it's like, you're chewing on it. It's like you really took a scoop of peanut butter and put it in your mouth, and you're chewing. Like if you were to give a dog peanut butter and you put it on their nose and they're just gonna lick until they die. That's what peanut butter Captain Crunch is. So if you have a death wish, that could be a mafia death, like a slow death. I just they use the pole, they use the torture chamber, use peanut butter Captain Crunch.
And the cereal cut in the top of your mouth on top of that. It's like worse torture than waterboarding.
That's like what happens with Cocoa Puffs and stuff. You take a big gum. But that's funny. If you love that, hey, that's all great. That's the funny thing. Number one of all time. Now, they don't make this anymore. And if, Mike, if you're at your computer, you can look this up. Was called Dinky Donuts.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, it was very old. And I'm going to tell you a quick story how much I loved Dinky Donuts. I only had it twice in my entire life. One time when I was here, but I had a bowl, and it was unbelievable. They were like the sugar powdered circles. There was like the sugar donuts, you know, like they have with the white powder. And I had a bowl, and it was unbelievable. But my brother ended up eating the rest of it. So I never got to have it again until one time I was at my grandmother's house. And for some reason, you know, she was babysitting me. My parents were working or whatever. And she goes, oh, I have some cereal. And I thought it was going to be like cornflakes or all fiber Cheerios. Or whatever. Cheerios is always the big one. But she opens it up and she had Dinky Donuts. And I was so surprised. But look at this. She pours the rest of it into the bowl. And then she pours the milk in there. So I take a big bite, and what do you think happened? It was sour milk. And my grandmother was senile, and she's alive today, and she was senile back then. Can you imagine what she was doing? But listen, I loved it so much that I remember eating the Dinky Donuts over the milk. And the milk was so sour, I didn't care. I still ate the cereal without eating the milk. But that's how much I love Dinky Donuts. And I've only had it twice in my life. But I never had it again. But that's how much I love it.
Make that one again.
Oh, that was my number one one. Yeah. All right, Keith, you're number one.
Number one, this was probably a cereal based off another thing like Captain Crunch. But when I was a kid, I was obsessed with video games. So I got to go with Pac-Man cereal.
Absolutely.
So good. I remember it kind of different tasting from all the other cereals.
No, no. What it was Kix cereal, but frosted to make the pellets.
Yeah.
And then they were Pac-Man and Ghosts
marshmallows.
But then they had a special edition, and then they had Miss Pac-Man, and they had the Pac-Man with the little bow. But do you remember when they had Super Pac-Man?
Yeah, they were giant.
They were ginormous.
Marshmallows,
but they didn't.
So
no. But they didn't come in the cereal. They came on the side. It was like free inside Super Pac-Man marshmallows.
I just remember
and basically, no, it wasn't together. And what you did is, you had the Pac-Man cereal, and then it came in a little pouch. And you ripped it open, and it came with about four or five ginormous Super Pac-Man marshmallows. And the funny, Alonzo, you guys loved marshmallows when you were a kid, and it's funny, you both look like marshmallows now.
Yeah, seriously.
So you guys look like you had too much marshmallows.
And the funny
thing is, you guys aren't eating them anymore, and I still am. If you look in my counter, I got Cookie Crisp, Lucky Charms, Frosted Flakes, and Monster cereals. When I found out, this is how much I loved Monster cereals. When I found out that Monster cereals were still being sold in like the middle of the country, I'm sure they're not being sold up here. I had to order a case of them from Amazon. I had like six each of the fridge just to get them because you couldn't get them up here. Now they're seasonal in Target.
Yeah.
And stuff. Get any honorable mentions, Mike?
Well, I don't know. I think the only one that gets anywhere close to actually not being a sugar cereal, a healthy one that I used to love and still sort of love, was Raisin Bran, but I always ruined it by making it a sugar cereal by dumping a ton of sugar on top of it.
You know what I always hated about Raisin Bran, though? All the raisins were at the bottom of the bag, so you hardly had them in your bowl. Like, it's the last bowl of the box had all the raisins in it, you know?
Oh, that's funny. And it's fun, Mike, it's funny when you say that you have to add sugar to it, but did you ever add so much sugar that when you're drinking the milk, you got this huge clump of sugar at the bottom?
That's my favorite part.
So true.
Do you remember that? You had that thick drizzle of sugar? Because when I was a kid, when I used to have to, my parents would always get Cheerios, and it just drove me nuts. But I would always powder it with sugar. But the thing is, the sugar would sink. So I'm taking scoops, and for some reason, after two scoops, it's tasting sour.
Yeah.
So I'd add more. And then it would sink, and I didn't know it was always sinking. So, like I said, at the end, I'd have this iceberg of freaking sugar at the bottom of it. Oh man,
that's great.
What about you, Keith? Any more honorable mentions?
I had Fruity Pebbles, yeah, like you did. Correct. And then I also had Smurf Berry Crunch.
Yes, I remember
that.
That
was a good one, too.
And it had puffed flowers of
like there was blue red.
And red and purple. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. And I remember Papa Smurf was on the remember Papa Smurf was on the thing? What I remember about those is that they got soggy in milk. Like you had to eat those right away or they get so soggy so quick.
And I don't know, did you buy that that cereal book that they came out with?
No, I don't, but I know what they
are. Yeah, I was looking through that and they had a cereal. I wish I could try it. Ice cream cone cereal? Like it's like little mini ice cream cones. Yeah,
do you remember Rocky Road? Do you remember Rocky Road cereal?
Yeah, I would love to try that
now,
cereal.
Mike, down in Louisiana, did you ever have, like, is there any, like, cereal? I don't know if you know, or because you come up this way, if you ever came up this way, but is there a cereal that's just, it's only down there, like down in your part of the country, or and they don't sell it anywhere else?
Well, I think many products like that that you hear about, like, or you'll go, let's say you'll go to a ship somewhere and you'll see a drink or some other kind of product that I've never seen that before. But with cereal, I don't know. I know this, what I do know, well, actually, this is the closest I come to it. What is that one with the bear? Super Sugar Crisp or whatever?
Yeah.
We had that up here.
A friend of the family was down, I remember not too long ago, in fact, and he lives up north, or well, a lot more north than we are, and he says, he finds it sometimes up there, but you cannot find that down here.
No.
So there's some that you don't get. I know that much.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, like, how some cereals, but now you got Walmarts everywhere, so, like, kind of everything so it's different. But even in the 80s, it was, like, funny. It's like, I remember never finding, like, any, like, the monster cereals. Oh, there was, sometimes there was certain cereals that you could only get in certain regions.
Yeah.
And maybe that was a demographic thing that they would sell enough. But it's just funny. Like, you don't see. And then you go to, like, a job lot or something.
Yeah.
Or, a Christmas tree store or something that they, oh, my God, they have this.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of weird how it was like that. And what I always loved about cereal was always the characters. The prize, but the characters. Because do you remember Corn Pops when it used to be a cowboy?
No.
And they were called gold. Yeah, and they were called like the Golden Nuggets.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I kind of remember that. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
It's funny. A lot of those characters, some of them, it was such a big pop culture. The funny thing is, comics, cereal, and cartoons, they all go together.
Yeah.
Like it all comes together.
Yeah.
Something about eating. Like when you eat cereal, it's like you're tasting the comic book, like life.
Right.
You know,
it's missing that today.
Oh, of course, it's missing that.
Cereal. Well, cereal goes hand in hand with Saturday morning cartoons. I know a lot of people.
Yeah,
don't
now there's.
Well, Mike, you just hit it on the head. It's because Keith says it's missing today, but you said it goes hand in hand with Saturday morning cartoons.
I mean, there is
because
none.
There isn't any Saturday morning cartoons anymore. You know?
No one knows what those are.
And then kids are allergic to everything. They got kids, remember, like, the ADHD.
They got gluten-free cereal.
Yeah, gluten-free. And then,
or paleo diet cereal.
Oh, God. It's just ridiculous. And it's like, and what's the other one? Like, the red, there's that red dye color that kids are now friggin' allergic to. It makes them so hyper. We lived. We're still alive. Like, we're still here. We got people living to 100 years old. It's like, there's too much now. Too much of something's going to kill you. And it's like, we're still here.
Yeah.
I have a couple of friends of mine, my amazing retro blasting buddies, they're such fans of, they do a lot of retro, they love cartoons so much that they ever since, there are a couple, Mike and Melinda, get up on Saturday mornings and they watch old cartoons with cereal right in front of the TV just to feel like that again. I'm tempted to do that myself.
Alonzo, are you a peeping Tom in my house? Because I do that every single, you wouldn't believe my cartoon collection. me and my daughter watched, just the other day, we watched Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels while eating our cereal watching it. So don't tell me. And after that, we watched the Harlem Globetrotters, and then we watched Batman Begins. No, I mean, excuse me, Batman Beyond. Batman Beyond. So yeah, Batman Beyond. I'd still do that every friggin' Saturday. What am I gonna do? I mean, yeah, I know what you're talking about, because I grew up my daughter right. All the propaganda's there. She knows. It's unbelievable what she knows and how it's like. She'll even tell me, oh, these kids, they don't know that one. Like, they don't know who that's what she did. She told me, she was asking them if they knew who Captain Caveman was, and she had no idea. The kids had no idea. How good is that?
So good.
Yeah, so good. And with the big bowl of cereal. So, hey, so tell me.
I do a very annoying Captain Caveman yell, by the way, but don't worry, I won't do it on your show.
Well, yeah, why don't you do it on our show? Because believe me, we're.
Are you sure? No, it's pretty bad.
No, good. Look at how bad our show is, Mike.
Mike, you're being channeled through a toilet bowl tube right now. So,
bad. Long road trips back in the 80s, but friends of mine really wanted to be annoying. I have elevated it to an art. I remember one trip like 20 times. Until they really got mad at me. They kept yelling, Captain King!
And the funny thing is, despite how you yell it, you look the role though.
I did actually have a beard that time. I wasn't a beard, but I had one.
I loved Captain King. Oh, Cavey Wavy! They would always manipulate him, those bitches. If you watch the episode, they would just manipulate him to do his shit. So we're sidetracking here. Anyways. We'd love to know what your greatest cereal is, because I'll tell you, comics, cartoons, and cereal, the three C's in life, are what we live by. It's what Hero Envy lives by. It's what the Alonzo Man, everything. I swear to God, those dinky donuts look like the Jack Kirby fingers. You know, his chunky fingers? That's what they all, it's all, that all comes all together. It's all together. So give us a ring. Give us a shout out. Send us your mail, whatever you want, and hate mail. Your favorite cereals or the cereals you hate. And we can use that for our next podcast. Yeah. Our greatest cereal that we hate. So, Mike, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on this podcast. And it's always a pleasure. And we're going to definitely do it again. Once again, you can go to Mike Alonzo at Clobber in Time. Right, Mike? Clobber in Time.
And
yep. Talk radio. Check them out.
Talk radio.
Tuesdays and Thursdays. And hey, if you want to get them going, just tell them Stan Lee created the Marvel Universe and Steve Ditko and Jack Kirby had nothing to do with nothing.
Please do call up and tell me that.
Yeah. Do that or tell him, hey, Mike, instead of swearing at Mike, just say, yeah, whatever, Mike, you're the new 52.
Hey, stop mispronouncing it. Screw 52.
So thank you, guys. Give us a ring. So give me a how good?
So good.